right. Thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, you got to be excited. Preseason coming to the end tonight. I know you got the last preseason game, taking a look at some guys tonight. But from an anxiety standpoint, as a head coach, you've been in this for a long time, 40 plus years. How much is your roster set going into this game? About 85, 90% set?
Yeah, that's probably about right. You know, there's always some moving parts. You know, we made two trades yesterday, so those players affect the roster. So we'll see what happens over the remaining days before the final cuts, and there'll probably be some player movement. You know, even the first week of the season, there usually is. So sure. We're looking at about 1,300 player transactions here in the next couple of days, some type of list or trades or waived release players. So a lot of names out there. It's hard to, you know exactly how that's going to go, but, you know, we have a pretty good idea of guys that, you know, we think will be on our team. But if we can improve it, we'll try to improve our team in the next any opportunity we get.
I know you made some deals for, you know, some linemen out of Arizona, out of Baltimore. Is that based on David Andrews' condition, his health, and projecting, you know, what could potentially move forward here with, when you look at how many, whether you're going to keep eight or nine linemen?
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of, well, I don't think either one of these guys plays center or has played much center.
Teddy was more of a swing guy and pretty versatile. Now the fact that he's center, you're looking for more of a swing guy, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we lost two guys that, you know, probably would have made our roster, Valdir and Schwenke. They both retired early, and then, you know, we just felt like this was a good opportunity with Cunningham and Illuminor to improve the depth of our team, and, you know, we've done quite a bit of work on those players and just think that they're good young players to work with, so we'll see how it goes.
You got a lot of work done last 3 weeks. I've watched your team and joint practices in other years. Do you feel this is, and I made this statement the other day, that I think this was as physical a 2 or 3 weeks that you guys have had in some preseasons under a controlled environment with the joints and ultimately preseason games number 2 and 3. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. We had two real good weeks with, you know, with Detroit and Tennessee, and then, you know, a short week for Carolina in terms of practice, but Carolina is always a physical team, and, you know, they have a very good front seven and some very good skill players, and so that was a good team for us to go against in that third game. So we've gotten a lot of good work, and, you know, I think we're getting close to being ready for the season.
How tough was it losing Brandon King? I know what he means to you, not only from a personal standpoint, but from a special team standpoint. I saw you go out on the field, the concern there, and, yeah, you know, I know you put him on injured reserve, but hope he gets well soon, get him back next year.
Yeah, that's a tough break for Brandon. He, you know, has always been one of our healthiest players and impact player in the kicking game, so that's a big loss for us there. But hopefully he'll be okay with the recovery, and you know, we wish him the best. But, yeah, that was a tough one.
I know you got a lot of respect for the New York Giants. They come in sort of the traditional fourth preseason game, but you look back to last year, a guy like Danny Etling, I think it was an 86-yard touchdown run. Is that your message to the team? Like, show that up there during the week. Like, hey, this guy made a play last year, stuck with our team all year long, traveled with us, was important to the team, and helped you guys be I talked to Brandon Hoyer. He said he was a really good special teams receiver, but how valuable Danny was. Making a run like that helps you make a football team.
Yeah. Look, this is what everybody worked for, is to have an opportunity to play in the NFL, and, you know, this is an opportunity tonight. So put film out there. And, you know, nobody has more team players claimed throughout the league than we've had over the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out here. It works out somewhere else. But also guys that, you know, have made our team off of these kind of games. You know, J.C. Jackson had 2 interceptions last year in the Giants game. And so that was, you know, big.
Plus, he came with the Maryland, which is a good thing.
Well, of course. He's a Terp, yeah.
But, which helps Cowart, right?
That's right. I don't know if that put him over the hump or not, but, right. It didn't hurt. Sure. So, you know, that's, again, I think these games are opportunities, and they're opportunities for the coaching staff to, you know, continue to fine-tune our communications and skills and coaching during the game. And it's an opportunity for our veteran players, even the ones that don't play in the game, to, you know, to mentally be into it, to play the situations out, and certainly to look at a team in the Giants that we'll be facing later on a short week during the regular season. So this is an important opportunity for us tonight.
Fair to say of the three phases, offense, defense, special teams. Offense, defense, sometimes one guy will jump out, and that's one guy you may look at. But fair to say that you're looking for more as a unit from the special teams to clean things up, you know, based on the way the 3 weeks have gone, that you want to see some crisp plays out there, good returns, good kicks all around?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're always looking for that. But, you know, again, we're going to be playing some guys that, you know, some have played together, some haven't, and we'll see how it all goes. But, I mean, we've had plenty of work this week. You know, we've put our groups together. They're going to play in this game. They've practiced that way this week. So we'll see how they perform tonight.
tough 2 days. I don't know who the Turk is for you guys, but sometimes as a player, I go back to these days of that final cut where you're sitting there, you don't sleep as a player. How much sleep do you guys get as head coaches, assistant coaches, guys trying to structure your team? It's a tough 2 days for everybody, right?
It is. Yeah, these 2 days are tough, and you're thinking about a lot of decisions. You don't have a lot of time to make them. Yeah, we've had the whole training camp, but circumstances have changed. They changed last week. As I said, with the addition and maybe subtraction of a couple players, and so guys that you're counting on aren't there. Guys that you weren't counting on, didn't even know about. You end up acquiring in a trade. So. We'll just see how we can put it all together and do what's best for the team here over the next few days. But, it's not a great time for sleep.
All right, Coach, have fun tonight. Stay healthy next week. Pittsburgh week, can't wait for that, but it's been a good preseason. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, let's throw it back up the Beetle at Splitsville.